A few years ago, a group of teenagers in Washington State took on one of our most perplexing problems with a novel strategy. They sued the state government for failing to safeguard the climate for future generations. The tactic was new, the plaintiffs were young, and yet they won. A Superior Court judge ruled in their favor in 2016, and that's how climate change was solved. No, just kidding. Actually, nothing much happened after their victory. So now they're trying again, this time suing the federal government. 17-year-old Aji Piper has in some ways become the face of this effort. Now he gives talks and interviews all over the place, even though he's still a senior in high school. Aji and his mother Helena joined us in our studio, and he explained that the notoriety has been kind of a mixed bag.
I'd probably say everything good that I do is from the foundation that parents, or for me, my mom set. She hasn't like pushed me to do this activism. It's more like be active in your community and fight for the things you care about as like an always. Just like that's not even like this like special thing. That's like that is what you do.
But there's maybe another side to that. You gave this TEDx talk, and one of the little points that you made was that you said that your mom thinks that you worry too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really easy to stress out, to get anxious or depressed about climate change, and to worry about everything constantly, and that's too much. You have to sometimes take a step back and kind of zero in on the things you have steps to take and recognize that there is a bigger picture, but not to focus so hard on the bigger picture that you lose sight of what you can do.
Yeah. How do you feel about the attention that you've been getting and being in the spotlight the way you have the last few years?
It's a double-edged sword. That's how I feel about it. On one hand, you have a lot of power. You have the opportunity to have your voice be heard. On the other hand, you have so much attention on you, and I don't really like that. I don't really like everybody being like, so what is your business? What are you doing? Like, I like to have my privacy and nobody really be interested in my business.
What's it like for you, Helena, to see the notoriety that Aji gets? I mean, do you have the same kind of mixed emotions that he does?
Well, yeah, he's a private person. Aji's always been, he has this ability to be, you know, out and extroverted and dealing with people and really easily makes connection with people. But he has this, like, deep need to have his privacy in his space. And he's been through so much that space is healthy. And so I'm like, yeah, you know, you have this gift, and I don't want to see you turn away from that. But how do you balance that with also taking care of yourself? It's hard.
Your mom alluded to the fact that you've been through quite a bit, and understanding that I want to respect your privacy. But is there anything else you want to say about your backstory that speaks to the kind of resilience that you have developed?
I mean, I guess it's important to understand that I had a very abusive father and that my childhood was kind of in this traumatic situation. I think activism has kind of derived from that. When somebody's destroying something or fighting something or doing something unjust, I feel the need to stand up and be like, that's wrong. Action became a way of processing a lot of things. And then kind of, you know, stepping back into my personal life is kind of how I process my activism. Being able to like decompress, so it's kind of like this seesaw balance.
That's so, yeah, really fascinating. We've talked a lot. Aji likes to keep those worlds separate, and he's very adamant about that. Sometimes I'm like, well, why don't you give a presentation at school, or why don't you talk more about that? And he's like, I need to have my personal life, my school life be that, and then my activist self be that.
I've told her before that, like, I would go absolutely crazy, bat crazy, if I had to put all of it together and into one area. I don't think I'd be able to stop thinking about activism, and I think that would wear me out. I would be floundering around in, like, a sea of despair, basically.
Yeah. What would you rather be talking about with your friends on any given afternoon?
Just teenage nerd friend stuff, like, the next Slay game or the random stuff that pops into your head, the random conversations. Maybe we'll talk about for a couple hours the intricacies of why a woodchuck is called the woodchuck and how much wood it could chuck if it could chuck wood.
That's deep. Yeah. Helena, was Aji one of those kids that asks why?
Oh, yeah. He's always been incredibly explorative. Like I said, a deep thinker. I mean, he was like 2 years old walking around.
That's a deciduous tree. That's a coniferous
yeah.
tree.
Just talking about quantum physics and...
I also feel like it's easier to understand quantum physics when you're a kid because you can't even think about really what quantum physics is.
Well, you're probably right.
It's just like it melts your mind and you're just like, I'm good. Really, I'm not.
But wait, I think you're onto something there because as a kid, you don't know the way that things are supposed to behave, right? And so when something kind of violates those rules, it doesn't set off alarm bells quite the same way it does for an adult. And I wonder if there's something comparable there with big, seemingly insoluble problems like climate change. Like when you're old, you can sort of see all the barriers and despair of anything changing. And when you're young, you don't necessarily have that kind of structure in your way of thinking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I experienced that throughout my life as an activist. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We're in the dark on it. And sometimes we just need to run into a wall to understand where we are. And that's how I see it. It's like diving right into it. And I think that's how a kid would see it. Because the kid's not going to think about all these other possible problems, they're going to see the solution to the problem you've presented them. And any other things that are created off of that, you have time to deal with them. But climate change, we're running out of time to deal with it. Put yourself in that headspace of, I see the solutions and I don't see the problems. And then alter it a little bit so you see all the problems, but the solution is more important. So you do the solution, then you take the problems as they come.
Aji Piper is 17 and a senior at CareerLink High School based at South Seattle College. And Helena Piper is his mom. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.